Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good morning, Black Twitter. We're back. It's Friday, and today I tweet for people who just got paid and are already broke. Just got paid Friday night. Actually, I got paid yesterday, but that's not how the song goes, so keep it going. You ever be broke and then don't want to do anything, but then it's a holiday weekend, so you're like, what are you going to do? Be broker? I'm glad August is over too, because even though it's like the end of summer and that makes me sad because that's my favorite season, August was such a long month. I don't know about you, but when I have to stretch two paychecks over 5 weeks, my inner Black mom starts coming out. Don't ask me for nothing. Don't touch nothing. You're not married to Con Edison, and no, you ain't got McDonald's money. I don't even have kids. But really, brokenness never stopped me before, and it's not gonna stop me now, because this is the last hurrah of the summer. What are you gonna do but be broker? Anywho, do you follow SBC Chat on Twitter? That account consistently has me rolling. I don't know how and when they decided to do their SBC chat hashtag on Six Black Chicks, I think is the Twitter handle, but they consistently have the most outrageous conversations. SBC chat Q&As be like, I've been waiting for the love of my life to propose for 12 years, but I just found out he's been sleeping with my grandmother and she's pregnant. What do I do? Girl, a who what? People really send these questions in? Like, no troll? Like, this is real? Not that I think Six Black Chicks are faking the questions, even though, I mean, that's totally possible, but I think that the people who are sending the questions in are just making up random stuff just to see the reaction on the timeline. Like, how can I come up with the most outrageous scenario to ask a question and watch the timeline explode? Either way, it's pure comedy for me, every time. Have conversations about representation been popping up on your timeline lately? I've been noticing little sprinklings of conversations about representation here and there. I mean, they've happened before because, you know, on the wheel of Black Twitter conversations, topics go round and round, and where it stops, we talk. So, these conversations have totally popped up before, maybe not in the same context, but in each case, they kind of bother me. Conversations about representation bother me because they're often about people's kids. Like, Serena is important because someone's little girl is watching. Or some little girl seeing Gabby Douglas is why representation is important. Any Black celebrity that's a woman that some little Black girl can see is somehow important because a little Black girl can see her. I never see this applied to Black men and boys. Mind you, that might just be my frame of reference, but I just haven't seen it. I don't see nearly as many people or any people talk about representation being important for little boys the way they talk about representation being important for little girls. That celebrity, that athlete, that artist is not doing what they love because your child is watching. I'm sure there are a lot of artists that find it adorable that your children like whatever it is that they're doing. But I'm also sure that none of them created their art because your child is gonna love it. And to say that someone's work is important because little kids are gonna see it takes away from the fact that this is something that that person has pushed to do their entire life. They wanted to do it because that was their driving purpose. That's what got them up in the morning, was creating that art or playing that sport or doing the service work that brings them joy, that helps them sleep at night. That's the reason why they're doing it, not because your child could watch them on TV and want to be like them. And if it's not about inspiring a child, other times I'll see claims that representation is important so it can inspire adults, which is just confusing to me. I mean, personally, the only time I care about representation mattering is in politics. I want representation in my local offices. I want representation in my state office. I want representation and on the federal level. And I don't mean I want that person inspiring me to be a better person. I mean, I literally want them in the room to speak on my behalf for the values and the work that we both agree on and share, and what the reasons why I voted for them. Other than that, I'm really good on the idea of representation. And you know, at one point I'd heard a quote from Laverne Cox who said that she didn't want to be a role model, she wants to be a possibility model. And at first I thought, okay, that's pretty cool. Role models are something that's really pushed on women because we're supposed to emulate this person's morals and this person's behavior. And it's really a way to kind of control the behavior of women. Meanwhile, all these morals and values are just projected on this celebrity who might have never ever said that they even believed in these things. But it doesn't matter because their behavior is something that's now put on a pedestal and we're supposed to want to be like that. But now even the idea of a possibility model instead of a role model just falls flat to me, because I'm like, a lot of people who are successful made it to where they are without seeing someone there ahead of them. They weren't looking to see, well, whose shoes can I fill? They were doing what they felt would fulfill their lives and be their purpose. One of my favorite tweeters, Christy T, had this whole talk about inviting yourself to the table, with the implication that if you're inviting yourself to the table, there wasn't already somebody there holding a place for you. There wasn't somebody already there who looked like you to show you that it was possible, and that's why you stepped forward. You stepped forward because it was something that you needed to do for yourself. I mean, a personal example for me is when I was a kid, I used to love watching Disney movies. I could watch a Disney movie all day and then recite the entire movie for you line by line without missing a beat. I also happened to love crayons, and I would color and I would draw. And at some point, my 5-year-old mind put two and two together and said, you know, I like Disney. I like drawing. I should make a Disney movie. I should totally be a Disney animator. Now, I probably didn't know the word animator when I was 5, but I knew that I loved Disney movies and I wanted to be one of the people creating Disney movies. I had no idea who the people were who made Disney movies. I had no idea Walt Disney was white. I had no idea what even went into making Disney movies. I just knew that these were two things I loved and I should be able to do it. Ultimately, what stopped me from becoming a Disney animator wasn't the lack of a possibility model or representation. It was the fact that at 7 years old, I realized I can draw. So basically, my issue with role models and possibility models and representation, which all kind of wrap together to me, is twofold. One being, I think kids are way more imaginative than we give them credit for. Kids think they can be anything until adults start telling them specifically that they can't do certain things. We start putting our own anxieties and fears about the world onto kids, and I'm not 100% sold on the idea that they are already seeing the world through that context. There may be some kids that are, but I get the feeling that a lot of kids aren't. The other part of that fold being that calling somebody a role model or a possibility model or representation really gets close to, I guess I want to say, idolizing that person to me, and it makes me uncomfortable. It makes me uncomfortable to ascribe more value onto celebrities than necessary. I mean, that's kind of how we get the Alicia Keys's and the Diddy's, who think that they control movements and they were put on this earth by God to inspire you. Really, how arrogant and insufferable can one person be? And it's partly our fault because we put them on these pedestals and say, this is the possibility. This is some kind of standard. This is something that somebody should aim to be, instead of telling people to follow their own inner voice and to find their purpose. Live for yourself. Don't live for anybody else because it'll make you miserable. Trust me, I learned that the hard way. How do you feel about representation and role models and all that jazz? Hit me up in the comments. At me on Twitter, at GMBTShow. I'd love to hear from you. By the way, y'all, I got my very first trending topic. #CapSoBlack. The tweets are hilarious. Thank you all for playing with me. I appreciate it so much. I just created it because #CapSoBlack. I mean, come on. The hashtag says it all. Anyway, enjoy your holiday weekend. I'll see you next week. And have a great Friday, Black Twitter.